Pearl Vizart's daughter, Karina, is deaf-blind. Pearl tells Karina's former case manager, Jill Hoyer, about Karina's bid to become a high school cheerleader.
One of the things we've talked about just earlier was about, you know, as far as having access and about Karina becoming a cheerleader in high school. Oh. Yeah, why don't you tell me about that? Because it's...
Well, so I was sort of the opposite kind of high school person where, you know, I didn't think cheerleading was cool and there was just no way. I remember at one, and Karina, one of the things that happened is she was crossing campus with an interpreter who took her over to show her the cheerleaders that were practicing. And Karina had never seen that before. In fact, she had never seen any sort of stage kind of, you know, nothing on a stage. So she really had never seen rhythmic movement. Mm-hmm. And I think she was drawn to it for the same, I mean, she had no, cheerleading brings up an idea for us, but Karina had nothing to attach that to. So she was just drawn to the movement. And I think it's almost primal. It's like, why do people like chanting and dance and drumming? And I really think it, and so anyway, she just fell in love with it. And she said, I want to do that. And it was all she talked about. And I thought, well, yeah, right, but whatever. So, but I did. I told her primary support teacher, look, Karina's really into this. Would you help her get the information at school so she understands what this is? Honestly, I was thinking once she gets more about the tryouts and all this stuff, she's not going to want to do it. Well, obviously, the more she found out, the more she wanted to do it. And so the first year that she tried out, she didn't make it. And the person, the teacher and the cheerleader coach called me. And I said, you know, I think it's, and then one of the great access things we have is, you know, we have the phones. Now they have video phones, but back then they had TTYs. So a deaf person can get a phone call. And people didn't know, so they called me, and I, you know, took the call, but I redirected them, and I said, you know, it's really important that you call Karina just like you're calling the other girls. And the teacher said, I feel so bad, and I feel like she's going to feel bad, and I don't want to hurt her feelings. And I said, you know, you this is what you're doing with the other girls. You got to call her. And the funny thing was that, you know, Karina ended up consoling the teacher who had gotten some parents that were angry that their child didn't make it on the team. And Karina ended up consoling her and saying, you know, you're just doing the best you can, and I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. They became friends. Uh-huh. But Karina got in some dance classes for the first time, and she tried out again the second year. And she made it the second year. Now, I didn't expect her to make it, so I kind of had my little consoling thing going. Again, we got a call from a different cheerleader coach that said, you know, your daughter's on the team. And I said, I said, well, you're going to have to tell her what it's all about. And she said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, she doesn't know that there's like a football game, or she doesn't know why you guys are out there doing all that stuff. And they said, you know, I said, for all, I think, I forgot, but she told me years later, she goes, you told me that for all Karina knew, there was a wedding going on down there or something like that. So again, I redirected her. I said, you're going to have to call Karina. And then I said, I recommend that, you know, you. And so they did. They took her down to the football field and they walked her so she could get, you know, how big it was. Mm-hmm. And they showed her some football players and their uniform and stuff. And she came home after that day and she goes, Mom, I'm really worried they're going to hurt themselves. But anyway, she was a cheerleader for 2 years and she loved every minute of it. And I remember at some point, you know, sometimes people have that thing like, well, isn't it hard to have a deafblind kid or something? And I used to say, no, it's just hard having a teenager.
Yeah.
But
just hard.
But then at one point I thought, no, it's hard like going to these cheerleading meetings. But it turned out great. I mean, it was another one of those, if you want to call it a cultural experience, you know, I developed a lot of appreciation for the effort and what goes into that.
Yeah, and the girls embraced her and
She had a really good experience, and when she was down there cheering, were it not for the interpreter who would step out of the way once it got started, you wouldn't know which one was the deafblind kid. And
that's so cool.
I quite honestly, those first few games I went to, I wasn't sure. But that's still, you know, that was a really... And it was a place in the community. You know, it was a real place in the community at large. Mm-hmm.